We touch base with Radio Islam producer and presenter Ijaz Khan, who has been attending a conference in Pretoria. Ijaz, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Mufti Sahab and all the listeners.
The long journey, you made the long trek to Pretoria once again this week. Yep. Tell us all about it.
Yes, it seems like Pretoria is our second home now in this week, Mufti Sahab. It's an eventful day today at the UN summit for peace in the Middle East. When we just arrived, we managed to catch Ambassador Leila Shahid, who's a former Palestinian ambassador to the EU, and she was speaking about being in a new world now where, you know, there's state terrorism all over, as there is in Israel, just as there is in Syria. And she was speaking about how Israel is now being portrayed as a good guy fighting terrorism. You know, even French politicians are saying that the world must learn how to fight terrorism from the Israelis. Imagine that. She spoke also about the importance of the recognition at the UN being important, because now Palestine is recognized as a state. And she also spoke about how Israel, as a violator of international law, must be held accountable. And then with Stephen Friedman, he was a bit controversial. He was speaking on the Arab-Israeli conflict as having become ritualized without any actual solution in sight. And he was speaking about something called mutually hurting stalemate. And he said the reason why we don't have a solution is because one side, and that side being Israel, acts with zero accountability. He also kept advocating for a two-state solution. He also said something very interesting about support for BDS. He said he doesn't believe that it's anti-Semitic, and people who are saying that it's anti-Semitic are wrong. And he also said that it violates the democratic principles. It's a violation of the democratic principles, those that are calling BDS anti-Semitic. So then there was Advocate Mashabani, who wasn't on the roll, but he was asked to speak. Yes. He spoke about, he was voicing his concerns that the UN would be viewed as a monumental failure on the topic of Arab and Israeli conflict, because for so long the impasse is for so long without any conclusion. So he also spoke about the issue of Gaza being the largest open-air prison in the world and yet to be addressed at the UN. And it was very awkward because we were at the UN summit and he was basically lambasting the UN. And Mohamed Desai of BDS, when the Q&A started, yeah, he also said that BDS must be celebrated for its effort in taking on Israel. He also said that there's a huge burden on civil society, Mufti Sahab, that needs to be alleviated. He asked for a more diplomatic core, needs to be more vocal and take on Israel at a higher diplomatic level. And Ambassador Leila Shahid will be your guest tomorrow morning. She also agreed fully with Mohamed Desai's sentiments. There was also then the session towards the afternoon after lunch. She focused on Palestine and Israel in documentaries and films. The first lady to speak was Elma Albert. She was from Just Vision. She was speaking about her movie documentary called Budrus. It focused on the Palestinian village of the same name, and where residents were told when they were building the Israeli apartheid wall, they were told that no, this is going to be just separating Palestinians and Israelis. Meanwhile, ultimately, they realized as it was getting built that it was actually just another means to steal Palestinian land. Also, very interestingly, the Oscar-nominated Five Broken Cameras director, Imad Burnat, was there. He started by saying very, you know, vociferously that the word conflict should be removed. You know, we always hear Arab-Israeli conflict. And he said that the word conflict must be taken away because it's a misconception, because it gives this notion that it's two equal sides. He said that we must always call it what it is, the Israeli occupation. He spoke about challenges faced daily by kids and adults alike. He also spoke about how his village of Bala'in went the route of non-violent protest. He was speaking about how the airport moved up 30 minutes away from his house, but he had to go all the way to Jordan and route there to SA. I mean, he was explaining the difficulties in almost every aspect of life for Palestinians on a daily basis. He was speaking also about how from his village of Bala'in, they are able to see this area or an Israeli settlement that is they have their pools, they have sprinklers that are on all the time, and here on the other end, just a few kilometers or meters away, Palestinians hardly have enough water to survive. You're speaking about how Israelis steal even the water resources of Palestinians, and he was giving a background to how his movie or documentary called Five Broken Cameras got the name, and it's the basis for the actual movie and documentary, where every time he filmed the resistance, the protest, the Israelis would shoot his camera. And he lost 5 expensive cameras that way as well. Then there was also another guy, Majid Nasser. He was speaking about Israeli jails and prisons, and I think his documentary is on that topic most of it. And he was speaking about how Palestinian youth and males, the prison system in Israel, it was so flooded with Palestinians that they decided to amend their agenda, and they decided that instead of arresting Palestinians, they should break their bones. He said that that was the instruction given to Israeli soldiers, that they should break the bones of young, the youth and males in Palestinian society when arrested. And you are speaking about how mainstream media cannot be trusted in terms of the Palestinian narrative. You spoke about... he said that they tried to get the Palestinian view on Washington Post, on New York Times, these type of Huffington Post, all of these. For years they've been trying to get, the proper narrative too, but he said you cannot trust the mainstream media. They don't portray the true story. And he said it's handing over the Palestinian narrative to these type of mainstream media is like, like asking a wolf to look after the sheep. He also spoke about the need to, why he made this documentary is because he realized that you cannot, they do not portray the Palestinians in the right way. So by making documentaries and films of this nature, you are able to, you're in charge of the narrative. And he said that was very important. Then there was also very interesting, the clip you played earlier on, it was a lengthy one. I managed to just record 5 minutes of his talk, but he, Marcelo Huebong, he's a local filmmaker. He visited the West Bank and Gaza, and he spoke about what he's seen, and he was very emotional in his discussion. And he spoke also about the Rafah border. He was very upset about the Rafah border. He said everyone's focusing on Israel versus the Palestinians. He says it's not Palestine versus Israel alone. It's beyond. Israel has helped, like from Egypt and all of this, to make it even harder for Palestinians. So he was very vociferous on that note. Also, they had a virtual reality thing, which is very interesting, where you could follow the lives of Palestinians in some in Gaza and some in the West Bank. They had footage from both areas. But as you look around with this virtual reality headset, you're able to see the lady, the mother cooking in the kitchen, you're seeing the sister cleaning the floor, the children playing with their broken toys, but in a 360 degree. So everywhere you turn with the headset on, you're able to see. And what he said is that since the advent of these type of documentaries in 360 and in virtual reality, that people are able to feel, not only see, but also feel how it is, in terms of the suffering of Palestinians, and they end up being more vocal and more active in terms of their, raising the issues of the Palestinian struggle. So a very interesting day, and it was a real eye-opener, Muftisab, pardon the pun, it was a real eye-opener, with this reality headset on. But now I see our guys again ready to train here, so Muftisab, Jazakallah khair for that. Tomorrow, Fiji and I will be there for the first session towards lunch. We will be there till then, inshallah. So we'll try and get for you guys more interesting international guests that have graced South Africa for this summit. Thank you so much for your time. What's up? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. That was Ijaz Khan giving us an overview of day one of the UN Media Summit in Pretoria.